The economy on Virginia's eastern shore has seen strong growth in the past few years in two industries, tourism and poultry production. Now, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, they may be getting in each other's way.
Yeah, this story is by Carol Vaughn, a reporter with the Eastern Shore News. There's a fast-growing poultry industry on the Eastern Shore. It's a major employer, but it's also been attracting these large-scale chicken houses. And don't think of your grandmother's chicken house. These are industrial scale. They're known as concentrated animal feeding operations, 30,000 birds in each house. The smell and the pollution and the amount of water these houses are using is becoming a flashpoint in Accomack County.
Enter here the Eastern Shore of Virginia Tourism Commission, which held a get-together to explore ways of attracting more visitors. And David, they certainly did attract the attention of Accomack County officials.
Apparently, one of the ideas floated in this brainstorming was outlawing industrial poultry farming. The word outlawing was used, not regulating or monitoring, and that caught the attention of the county supervisors, who are not too well pleased. Supervisor Grayson Chester is quoted as saying, you know, if there were no poultry industry in Accomack County, quote, you wouldn't have a Walmart, you would not have a hospital, because you just wouldn't have the population to support them.
The county supervisors voted unanimously to consider whether they'd be better off no longer participating in the Tourism Commission or providing any funding for it. David, there's a myth that says George Washington was an early marijuana grower. He wasn't, but our next story notes the basis of that myth.
Right, and this is a story by Matthew Barakat. He's a reporter with the Associated Press. Washington, back in the 18th century, when tobacco prices plummeted, he was looking for an alternative crop, and one of the things he thought about growing was hemp, which is used to create rope or cloth.
The story says Washington mentioned hemp many times, about 90 times, actually, in his papers and journals, and current culture has run with that to create the story about him. But did he actually produce a lot of hemp?
He never actually grew it on a commercial scale in any large way. He turned more to wheat. Nonetheless, Mount Vernon has planted and harvested their first crop, and interpreters who work there have processed it into fiber that can be used for making rope.
David, in a way we see history repeating here. Washington was looking at it as a possible replacement crop when tobacco revenue dropped. And now the state has okayed growing hemp in demonstration projects to, again, try to figure out how much it's worth.
The General Assembly has relaxed standards to let some testing go on to find out just how big of a cash crop this could be.
And to make sure the point isn't overlooked, hemp does not have the psychoactive qualities of marijuana. So while George Washington did live high above the Potomac, he did so only in the topographic sense. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.